A sunny day is always welcome around here. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and indeed a sunny day, Cliff.
You bet. Right now there's a little bit of residual clouds over the Cascades in southwest Washington, but that's burning off quickly, and it's going to be a sunny day for almost the whole state. And temperatures are going to be at least normal and probably higher than normal for most people. I mean, we're talking about getting in the upper 60s to low 70s over western Washington and getting way into the 70s in eastern Washington. So a really beautiful day across the whole region.
Even warmer tomorrow, I understand.
That's right. A ridge is developing over us. We're getting a little bit of offshore flow. And so I expect temperatures to get up into the lower, maybe even mid-70s in some places in western Washington. And it's going to be sunny. And there's not going to be any rain. And it's going to be just perfect.
And as you like to say, it's not going to last.
Unfortunately not. What's going to happen is this ridge is transitory. It's going to be moving through. And so, unfortunately, on Sunday, some of that marine air is going to push in. We call it an onshore push. And so we'll have low clouds, temperatures dropping back into the 60s, maybe even the lower 60s, and an odd chance of maybe a sprinkle or two, particularly on the coast. But I suspect most people will be dry. But a definite step down of at least 10 degrees on Sunday.
But it still sounds pretty decent, actually.
Well, there's no major weather. And then on Monday, it's going to be basically the same thing. It's essentially a transition to what we often call the June gloom. And that's very easy to get around here this time of the year because the eastern Pacific, it's just full of clouds and it wants to push in on us. And that gives us these low clouds and temperatures staying in the lower to mid 60s.
Everyone who looked at a weather icon today saw for Sunday, for example, 30% chance of showers. Of course, that still means, doesn't it, that there's 70% chance that there won't be any showers?
That's right. So a lot of people don't know what probability of precipitation means. It doesn't mean 30% of the day or 30% of the time. It means there's a 30% chance at a particular location that there'll be measurable precipitation that's at least a hundredth of an inch sometime over a 12-hour period. I mean, that's the actual definition.
Now, when it gets gloomy here across the mountains, we can head over there and still get some sunshine, right?
That's right. You know, wise Northwesterners, at least ones on the west side, know that you can usually escape the June gloom by just crossing over the Cascade Crest. This marine air, these clouds, are relatively shallow. And so mostly they don't get across the Cascades. So we're stuck on the west side, but the east side, it can be very, very different. And temperatures there can be 10, 15, 20 degrees warmer, and they're in sun.
So when they're getting that sunshine on the east side of the mountains, though, you wrote very interestingly this week that it actually draws some really strong winds if you happen to just head over to Ellensburg for that sunshine.
Well, essentially, we have high pressure on the west. This marine air tends to cause higher pressure because cold air is more dense than warmer air. So we have high pressure on one side, the west. We have lower pressure on the east side due to the warm air, and warm air is less dense. So we have a difference in pressure across the mountains, and the air wants to go from high to low pressure. It wants to find the weakest part in the Cascades, the lowest part in the Cascades, and that area is the Snoqualmie Stampede Gap, that area in the central Cascades, which are lower than the terrain to the north and south.
So all that air is funneling through there, and they get some real winds?
Yes. What happens is the air accelerates as it goes from high to low pressure. So the air gets across the gap and then accelerates as it goes down through Cleellum down into Ellensburg and out. And that's why we have all those wind turbines there, because it is one of the best areas for wind in the state.
And you have a pretty funny little story on your blog about golfing in that area because it's pretty windy.
There's this Suncady Resort, which has a number of golf courses. I mean, they should call it Windcadia because the strong winds that often descend down out of the mountains right in that area.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches about atmospheric phenomena at the University of Washington. You can check out any of our conversations at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.